Well, good morning to you here on Slightly Scrambled in Arkansas 103.3, as we've got a special guest in the studio with us, getting ready for the Arkansas Scottish Festival coming up next weekend, Mr. Ken Adler, the Director of Advancement of Scottish Heritage over at Lyon College. Sir, how are you today?
I am very well, Wes. Thank you for having me down to talk about the festival.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the great things going on with this event, as, you know, it's all about the heritage for the most part, and that's right. Such a big thing there at Lyon.
Well, it is. A lot of people ask about that. Why do you have a pipe band? Why do you have Scottish heritage? And the reason is that we were founded in 1872 by the Presbyterian Church. And the Presbyterian Church is the Scottish Church. It's the Church of Scotland, the way the Anglicans and the Episcopalians are the Church of England. So anyway, they founded the college back in 1872. And in the early 1980s, about 82 is when we think it really happened, we started honoring that Scottish heritage by doing some Scottish games, mm-hmm. Highland games, during the homecoming festivities. They were kind of intramural and strictly students. And it grew out of that. Some local people here were involved in it, Dennis Wright and some folks like that. The guy that founded it really at the college was a guy named Ralph Graham, who was in our advancement department at that time. But these guys all got together. Dennis was doing the outside programming, and there were some other people involved. And they did these games, and then it grew up out of that. We have strangely had pipers on campus that I'm aware of as far back as the 1920s. I've found pictures of kids playing bagpipes in the old annuals from the early 1900s, but they actually formed a pipe band in the early 1980s, about 83-84, and it's gone since then, and we've had numerous trips to the World Pipe Band Championships in Glasgow and have done very well over there several times. We travel all around the region, around the state, doing Kirkin of the Tartan services, mm-hmm. and we hold Burns Nights on the campus, but the crowning jewel of our existence there at the college really is pretty much the Arkansas Scottish Festival, and now we're coming up on about 45 years worth of doing that, so...
Let's talk a little bit about the festival sure. coming up this next weekend. How do y'all kind of showcase that heritage? I know y'all have the clans that show mm-hmm. up and a whole bunch of stuff like that, and there's some games as well.
Oh, yeah. We cover pretty much all the bases. If you've been to a Scottish festival anywhere else or if you've come to ours before, you'll know we have numerous pipe bands come. And this year we've got 5 pipe bands, I think, from Missouri, other parts of Arkansas, Tennessee, and we've got a dance troupe coming down, a Highland dance troupe coming down from Illinois. We have entertainers that'll be on stage singing, you know, Gaelic tunes and Scottish folk tunes and things like that. We have a harpist this year on one of the stages, and we've got the Piper Jones band, EJ Jones, terrific bagpiper who's played all over the Southwest. And so throughout the day on Saturday, you'll see pipe bands, you'll see Highland Athletics. We have, I think I heard report that we've got 30 athletes signed up this year.
Wow.
They'll be caber tossing and throwing the hammer and doing all that sort of thing. And then we have a kind of a special thing this year in that a group, kind of a drill team, bugle corps, all female from Springfield, Missouri, called the Central High School Kilties. And there's about 41 of them. And they play drums and they do precision marching and they've got a few pipers and they dance and they put on a really spectacular show. I saw it during their corps day over the summer up in Springfield. And we just had a blast. So they'll be here performing at the Mass Bands and Clans, which goes off at noon on Saturday. And that's where you've seen the big parade. We put everybody in a line and march everybody out onto the field. And then, you know, there's other stuff going on besides the entertainment tent. There'll be food vendors. There are Scottish goods vendors. My friend Daniel Casey is a blacksmith, and he brings his forge, and he'll be set up there again this year as he did last year and making kilt pins and brooches and various things like that. And his wife makes leather goods. And other folks will be there selling various goods and services. And then we have all kind of food vendors. So you want to get some fish and chips or, you know, if you just want to kind of lean more toward the hamburger and French fries crowd, you can do that too.
You'll have everything you could ever want when
yeah,
it comes to that.
Kids
deal.
Games. You
yeah.
know, we'll have smaller versions of the sheaf toss and, you know, the caber toss and stuff like that for little kids over on the Lyon building lawn.
And this all coincides with homecoming,
yes,
correct?
It does. And we have a full slate of homecoming events for alumni. We're going to have our Alumni council meeting will be there over the weekend, but we have homecoming soccer game in the afternoon that alumni may want to attend. I don't know if people know, but we went with Division III this year athletically, so we left the NAIA, and we couldn't get a home football game for October because we're the new kids on the block, right? So we're having a soccer game this year, and so there'll be that, and they've got a number of various sorts of alumni activities set up over the weekend that they can go and enjoy, and free admission, so you can come and go as you please. And another thing we're doing this year that is new for us, we got one of our students ask if we could do a vintage swap meet, which really is not a Scottish thing necessarily, but you know, we're going to have a good crowd on campus and a lot of people like that kind of thing. So in the newly renovated part of our Becknell Gymnasium, there's going to be a big vintage swap meet going on back there all afternoon. So if you want to stop in and visit that while you're there enjoying the Scottish part of it or the homecoming part of it, you can.
That is so much stuff going on this weekend. So where can we see the events, the list of all these things? Because it's going to be tough to keep track of everything, but there, like you said, you can kind of come and go as you please.
Right, it is. But if you go to our website, and I think you have it there on your sheet.
It's ARScottishFest.com.
ARScottishFest.com. You can go and get all the information. There will be another British car show this year on Saturday afternoon. You know, everything that people are accustomed to seeing, the sheepdog demonstrations where the guy comes out with his dogs and herds sheep out on the crescent there in front of the Brown Chapel, and all those things happen throughout the day. But any specific events, you might want to check in on the website. And then we have the big Cayley on Saturday night, the big party, and that's a ticketed event, and you have to pay to enter, but you know, there'll be food and libations and entertainment and all that kind of thing. Our pipe band will be there playing again for a little while that evening, so any of that kind of stuff, the information will be there for you on the website.
All right, so check out arscottishfest.com. There's so much going on next weekend for the Arkansas Scottish Festival. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Hey, my pleasure. Can I point out too, before we go, Friday afternoon there are going to be activities going on. We'll already have vendors set up, and we've got several musical acts, including the Gravel Yard Bluegrass Band will be there on Friday evening. So anybody wants to come out and check that stuff out, they're welcome to come on Friday afternoon, and we'll be all day Saturday, Sunday morning with the Kirkin of the Tartan ceremony, and then we're going to have a Kilted Mile is going to be the last thing that happens on the Sunday afternoon, I believe.
Well, that is awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Well, thanks, Wes. Appreciate you having us on, and you know, good luck to you. Have a good day.